All right. Thank you so much for listening to Holding Fast the Faithful Word podcast. Not a very dramatic entrance, but I'm working on that. Hopefully I'll get some good bumper music. I might have my son whip up some on his guitar and use that as bumper music. I'd like to be able to play some Handel, Messiah. I just love that piece of music. I absolutely love that piece of music. And when I'm in my car, you don't play Handel's Messiah soft. You don't play it low. You don't. No, that's not the way it's played. You crank up that sound system. And if I could have the best sound system in my car, my truck, I would have that thing cranking so loud it'd shake the foundations of houses. That legit good music, really loud. And that is legit really good music. And it needs to be played loud. I mean, it doesn't matter if it's in your car or in your home or in your iPod, earpods, whatever, your earphones, play that thing loud. Soak it in. It's wonderful. Beautiful, beautiful music. Beautiful. Anyway, I wanted to talk today about The Chosen. This is not going to be a comprehensive treatment of it. I didn't watch a ton of movies. I did some research online and read one particular book, which was well documented. And there were a couple of interviews that were done, and I caught those. My wife was doing research on it at the same time, and I was able to kind of drop in a little bit on what she was listening to hear some of these things. I wouldn't even waste my time on it if it weren't for people asking us what we thought of it. And I got to tell people, read your Bible. You know, you don't need to be watching The Chosen, reading The Shack, or reading Jesus Calling. Read your Bible. Nobody has time to read the Bible anymore, but they have time to go on Facebook. They have time to watch, you know, four-hour football games. They have time to watch a series, The Chosen, and spend a half hour or an hour, however long they go on air for. I think they might be a half hour. I don't know. Like I said, I haven't watched it. I don't know, and I don't care to, but people are asking. And so I decided to do a little research on it and try to come up with some information and some reasons why I would not or feel comfortable recommending, you know, watching this series to the church folks. Listen, anything that you watch online that's supposedly biblically based, you need to use discernment. Just count on it this way. It's not biblically based. You just start going, you know, go in with that mindset that it's not biblically based. You know, the thing is, people love entertainment. Entertainment is easy. It's hard to sit down for an hour and read a book. But you can watch a two-hour movie with no problem. Sit down and read a book for an hour. Seriously. You're listening to this podcast. You take this challenge and sit down and try to read a book for an hour. Time it. Get your phone. Get your little stopwatch thing going. Set it for an hour and try to read just for an hour. Don't look at your phone. Don't check your messages, nothing. You just read for an hour. You'd be amazed at how difficult that is. But you can sit and watch a football game for 4 hours. Or you can watch a movie that's, what, generally 2 hours long? People don't have time to read the Bible, but they have time for all these other things. So if we're going to get back to, you know, any kind of biblically based Christianity, we got to get back to a biblically based Christianity. Now, I understand that, you know, no Christian movies are truly biblical. There's always going to be a level of license that's taken in these movies. So I understand that. I get it. And I know that is going to be one of the responses to people that may hear this podcast or may have encountered somebody that disagreed with The Chosen. You know, well, there's license, you know, they're taking license, they're taking liberties because it is a movie and you can't get everything exact. I get it. He's not trying to get everything exact. And what I'm going to share with you, it proves that point. Why would you want to support something that is not going to go out of its way to at least try to be accurate in some of the dialogue, let alone the portrayals, but in the dialogue? Anyway, somebody will ask too, you know, well, hey, you know, if you haven't watched it, you don't have a right to judge. Well, I don't watch porn, but I have a right to judge that. I don't need to watch it to know that it's bad. And it's the same thing with any religious, you know, movie that's out there. I mean, my goodness, the Left Behind series, I was just talking to a young man in the church. I think there's another one coming out. and of course the books that are going along with it. And everybody, here's the problem, folks. Here's what people do, and this is the part that's sad. They frame their religious life, their knowledge, doctrinally speaking, their perception of Christ and God based on these books and these movies they watch. Now, the Left Behind folks, no different. You know, they're forming their eschatological viewpoint based on six movies. And I think there's a seventh in the works. And then the books. It's crazy. Read the Bible. That's where you need to spend your time. Read the Bible. And the same holds true for The Chosen. You don't need to watch The Chosen. Read your Bible. Go to church. Listen to or watch a good sermon. You know, if you want to watch something, you know, on YouTube, watch a sermon. We like to have sermons going here. We just had Vardy Bauckham on for a while the other day. I enjoy listening to him. He's a great preacher, and he has a lot to say, and he's very edifying to myself and certainly to my family. Go read your Bible. That's what I would say. Now, some of this information I'm going to share is from a booklet put out by SRN, Spiritual Research Network. I watched some interviews as well and gathered some other matter so that I could put this podcast together. Again, this is not a deep dive into it. I'm not trying to do an exhaustive treatment of this subject. It really shouldn't have to do an exhaustive treatment to come to a conclusion, you know, and saying that you wouldn't recommend the movie. The kicker for me was having a conversation with a young person at the church, and we were talking about old movies like The Sound of Music and some of the other ones that are out there. And, you know, just how clean they were, you know, and musicals, they're a lot of fun. I enjoy a good musical, you know, from back in the day, if you will, old paths musicals. How's that? But anyway, The Chosen was brought up by the person I was talking to, and they recalled in one of the earlier episodes where Jesus was accused of trespassing against his parents when he was a young boy. You know, when he ran off from his parents, they, you know, accused him of trespassing. In other words, they accused him of sinning. You know, there's got to be a line drawn somewhere. You know, he has a panel of religious people who supposedly know the Bible giving feedback and suggestions for the program. Obviously, somebody dropped the bomb there, but here we are with this podcast. Now, I don't know what kind of reach this podcast will have. Probably very few, based on the number of listens that I have. It's not a very big platform, but I do know some church folks listen to it, and I did pick up a few more along the way through some conversations that I've had. So let's try to keep this in mind. You know, for those of you that are religious, saved, you know, you're born again, you're children of God, really don't get spoon-fed by the media and get caught up in all this stuff. Really spend some time reading the Bible. That's the quality time that you need to have, is reading your Bible and watching a show or movie series. Or reading some popular books isn't going to do it. You know, when I mentioned the shack earlier, I had mentioned this actually in a sermon a while back about folks getting their theology from the shack. William Paul Young, who is the author, came out as a universalist. And that's heretical doctrine. Universalism is heresy. You can imagine the damage done from the influence of that book, with 20 million copies sold worldwide. Then you have Jesus Calling, you have the Left Behind series, and so people are shaping their theology based on these books. And there's a lot of license taken in all of them, and none of them are true to the Bible. We come to The Chosen. It has something like at least close to 200 million viewers with a goal to reach a billion. It's having a cult-like effect on people. Not all, but many. There are reports of young girls flocking to the actor who's playing the role of Jesus actually thinking that he's Jesus. That's some really weird stuff right there. That's some really weird stuff right there. If I was producing a show, biblical-based show, and had an actor in it playing Jesus, and people were flocking to him thinking he was Jesus, cancel the show. Cancel the show. Cancel it. But no, the show must go on, as the saying goes. I remember a while back I posted something contrary to the show on Twitter, and the blowback was exactly what I expected. You know, it was akin to what happened to an evangelist friend who exposed the dangers of, well, I'll get to that at another time. Strange times. From a biblical perspective, we must stand for the truth, prove all things, and hold fast to that which is good. Sound the warning. Now, what I'm going to share with you is a direct quote from a source that I use online from time to time, gutquestions.org. I feel that the information that they have is reliable and in many respects very succinct, so it's enough to get a bite on, and then you can kind of build on it from there. So that is one of the reference places that I like to go. And so I just punched The Chosen in, and it did come up. So they do reference it. And I'm going to read to you a portion that is on their website. And I quote, "The Chosen is a television show about the life of Christ. Season 1 released in 2019 with a pilot episode on the birth of Christ released in 2017. Garnered attention for several reasons. It is the first TV show of its kind presenting the life of Christ over multiple seasons. It planned 7 seasons total. It was crowdfunded, bringing in more donations, more than $40 million as of 2023, than any other media project ever. It is the first series to be launched in every country simultaneously via its own app, with over 108 million views so far in 180 countries, and it is being praised for its engaging storytelling. The Chosen is free to watch, with no fee or subscription necessary. DVDs of each season are also available for purchase. The show's creator, Dallas Jenkins, get this, son of Left Behind co-author Jerry Jenkins, has a degree in biblical studies." I guess they give them out pretty liberally these days. Goes on to say, "In creating the show, Jenkins put together a panel of expert consultants to ensure biblical and historical accuracy in the script. He was co-writing for the show. On the panel were a Messianic Jewish rabbi, a Catholic priest, and an evangelical professor of biblical studies." A pretty smart crowd right there. Yeah, surely they'll get this show right. I mean, that's quite a lineup. Messianic Jewish rabbi, a Catholic priest, and an evangelical professor of biblical studies. What could possibly go wrong with that crew? All right, let's look at a couple of things here. Some of these are direct quotes. So this is the first one. Dallas Jenkins believed the show was endorsed by God. In an interview, he said, and I quote, "I felt like God was saying, like, The Chosen is going to be the definitive portrayal of my people, and this is what people are going to think of around the world when they think of my people, and I'm, meaning God, not going to let you screw it up," end quote. Okay. So long as you feel like God is calling you to do a movie, regardless of how grossly unbiblical it is, you're going to produce one. What if he actually read the Bible and did what God said? Catch this. You ready for this? Jenkins admits that 95% of the content isn't from the Bible. 95%, folks. 95%. I agree with the panel of people you have, a Messianic Jewish rabbi, a Catholic priest, and an evangelical professor. I'm not surprised. That's shameful. Shameful. And this is from a candid conversation, and the minute mark is around 13 to 14 approximately. There were some mischaracterizations. John the Baptist, who Jesus himself spoke very highly of, is referred to in the show as Creepy John. John the Baptist, referred to as Creepy John, some panel. This is from season 1, episode 4, at the 20-minute mark. Jesus is shown as getting counsel from men rather than from his heavenly Father. In The Chosen, Jesus is getting counsel from Matthew about the Sermon on the Mount and how to begin it. That's from season 2, episode 8, the 20-minute mark. Jesus gets arrested prior to Gethsemane, season 2, episode 7, at the 17-minute mark. Some will argue, though, it's not a big deal. It's only a show. There is creative license, you know. Well, what kind of panel of advisors does he have that would allow for these glaring falsehoods and misrepresentations to be part of the show? Then is a phrase, a motto, get used to different. And this is what Jesus had said to Matthew when he called him to be his disciple. You know, it's the motto of the show. It's on t-shirts and probably hats. It's imprinted on their minds. Get used to different. Well, of course. I mean, my goodness, 95% of the content isn't from the Bible. That's different, you think? Right? You know, there's gross mischaracterizations of Jesus and of John the Baptist. Of course. Now, we go on to the next section. What does your heart say? Right? So those of you that read the Bible know the heart is desperately wicked. Who can know it, right? Keep the heart with all diligence. Out of the heart floweth the issues of life, right? Out of the heart the mouth speaketh. There are warnings throughout concerning the heart and the dangers of it. But in The Chosen, episode number 7, the first season, Nicodemus asks Jesus a question, and The Chosen's Jesus answers Nicodemus by asking him, what does your heart tell you? It's absurd. It's absolutely absurd. What does your heart tell you? Right? Anyway, you dive deep into these things and you get lost in this stuff, and it gets worse and worse as you go down. And then with regards to the Bible, now, you already heard my quote previous. So this is what Jenkins says concerning the Bible. I believe it is important to watch The Chosen as though the Bible didn't exist. Well, you certainly produced the show as though the Bible didn't exist. So why should we be any different when we watch it concerning the Bible? I mean, really? So he says, I know it sounds bizarre and even scary, but I'm just referring to strictly the artistic analysis and viewing experience like any other TV show, end quote. And this is a highlighted reply in comments on YouTube, and the show was called Let's Be Honest, or the YouTube, that particular one was called Let's Be Honest. That's just a handful of things. There are many other things that certainly could have been brought up for this. That to me is just, and that's enough for me to, you know what, I'm sorry, I can't recommend that to you, and here's why. And then just kind of springboard off of that. You know, that's, you try to warn people about things, and they do their own thing anyway. And then, you know, when things go south, and they usually do, you know, and they're like, yeah, I should have listened. You know, we got to get back to just keeping our lives as simple as possible. You know, these are the latter days, and the warnings are replete throughout Scripture concerning perilous times, false teachers, false gospels, anything that jades your thinking of God or the gospel of Christ really has no place, you know, in the realm of your spiritual life. And, you know, let's put it this way. This is put out as obviously a Christian movie, right? The Chosen. You're going into it with this idea that there's some scriptural, you know, truth here. There's something maybe edifying. We watch an action movie by Bruce Willis. You know you're going to get blood and guts. You know going into that what you're going to see. You're going into this, you know, really kind of blind. You're not really knowing what you're going to see unless, you know, you pick up, you know, little booklets or watch interviews or do a little research and find out that there's some things in there that are problematic. But these are the days that we live in, and we need to be aware of what we feed our minds and our hearts. I'd rather be it something that's edifying like the Word of God or a good sermon or something along those lines. Anyway, that's all that I have to say for now. Folks, have a good day. Bye now. And that's enough for me to really say that I wouldn't recommend it.